Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Dr. Rick. It's Julie. Just leaving you a voicemail. My number is 618-437-7425.
Okay.
It's for
Can anyone tell me what Julie did wrong there?
You got to repeat the number. I mean, no one's ever going to get it the first time.
Nope.
Didn't leave her last name.
No, the phone tells you who called.
She didn't mention a good time to call her back. How am I supposed to know when to call her back?
No, she just shouldn't have left a voicemail. 9 out of 10 times a text will do.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
What if your friend...
This is Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming, due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
This is a product of WBNN. This is our 5th annual Honors at ONE, and I'm your narrator, the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jonesia, 5th reigning commissioner at WBNN. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We welcome all of our wonderful listeners worldwide upon our exercise of internal and international recognition on this momentous event. Upon our beginning this evening, we celebrate with splendid honor the ascension towards nomination of this remarkable broadcaster. 39 Network All-Time Connection Records, 2018 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, garnering the Sonia Griffin Award, and Excelsior, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, recognizes exclusively the 2022 nomination of Alternative Radio Broadcaster, Christine Shezus Powell. And at this time, we install the lifetime achievement of alternative broadcasters toward the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Class of 2022. At first, we celebrate the extraordinary achievements of self-proclaimed Magic Man Haru. 83 network all-time connection records, first all-time in category exclusively. 2 withstanding streaks of 20 all-time network connection records consecutively. 2018 and 2020, WBNN Host of the Year, garnering the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. With all honor and Excelsior, 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, Huni Bakatun, 47. with all honor, Anastasia Ferhuni Bakatun, from the auspices of Ngozi Time Multimedia, we bestow the completion of the highest quality. The 2022 Broadcasting Lifetime Achievement bestowed this day, December 6, 2022, and the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame to Huni Bakatun. And now, to present him into excellent prominence, his brother, Delroy Sawyer.
Good evening.
Hey, P. Hey, Dale. It's your turn to speak, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, peace to everyone all over the world that's listening. This is an honor to introduce my brother into the Hall of Fame. I have so much I can say about him. He's a very special, anointed young man. Very gifted, very talented, wisdom, knowledge. My brother, I remember when he told me, bro, he said, brother, I'm moving to Tennessee. That's been several years ago. And my brother told me that he had a vision. And his vision was to become a radio broadcaster there in Tennessee for you all. And he's needed. My brother's very needed in this world today. Because some of our young African brothers in this world are scraped away. And we need a speaker like him to speak out to the world. We need someone like him to motivate our young youth, you know, to motivate that family or man, somebody that's scraped away. His voice needs to be traveled. And I'm so grateful and thankful for my brother. And I have so much I can just sit here and just tell about. I am so proud of him. And I know that our mother is smiling and his dad is smiling. Say, hey, look at him. Look what God has done. And I wanted to just pick a scripture from the Bible that I felt like that really suit him, that I can say to you all that what God has done to him. And it took me to Proverbs, and in Proverbs I took me to verse 6, and it said, for the Lord give wisdom out of the mouth and a coming of knowledge to understanding. Wisdom out of the mouth. That's my brother. That's Tubaku too. That's him. I am so proud of you, bruh. To all honors to you on this occasion for you, bruh, I am so proud of you. Keep on doing what you're doing. Let the people hear your voice. Keep on doing it. God bless. Thank you.
And now we present to you Huni Bakatun.
Peace and abundant divine blessings. You're now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. I want to say thank you to everyone that ever had some type of influence over my life. One of the main reasons why I wanted my brother to introduce me into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame is because we came as a pair. We was born within the same womb of our mother, the undefeated Bare-Knuckle Prize Fighter, as she continued to travel on. Along with my father, who just made a recent transition, and may he continue to also travel on. What I want to share with the world when it comes to learning how to win, take it from me. I learned it from my upline, and my upline was my parents. But besides them, the first one that ever showed me and showed everyone in our neighborhood how to win was my brother. When I tell you he excelled in pretty much everything, I'm going to share a quick story right quick. And it was me and our beloved mother was sitting in the audience at Chief Hardy. And all of these awards was given out to all of these prominent people. And the unique thing about it, my brother was told to dress in his Sunday best and not knowing for sure exactly which award he was going to get because they had all kind of awards that was lined up on the stage. So, long story short, that last award to be presented was called the one who's going to receive the greatest potential. And that award was given to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I, as his baby brother, she only had two sons, me and my elder brother, the tone of voice you just heard, right? I learned to win through him. And I was a late bloomer. I tried my best at sports. I tried my best to play football, but my butt was a little bit too narrow. My head was too small. So I wasn't able to play football at the time, okay? So, again, I watched my brother excel in football. I watched him excel in track. I watched him excel in basketball. Pretty much everything that he pretty much put his mind to. My brother is a legend. So some of you who have divine love and respect for me, Huni Barkatu, the Magic Man, trust me, I had great genes. I had a great example in the likeness of my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for everyone who ever tuned in to my opening night of 77,000, to all the ones who's tuning in who hear me for the first time this night on this great occasion.
Mm-hmm.
I accept this award, and we accept this award for anyone out there that's ever been counted out,
mm-hmm.
anyone who's ever been looked at as an underdog,
mm-hmm.
anyone who was told that you would never, ever amount to anything.
Mm.
It was through those hardships that made me the being that I am and made him the man that he is. And this is what I strive and many of us strive to do our best to make a difference in our world. And if you are listening to this live and direct or when it's archived, we all can make changes in our world,
mm-hmm.
each individual. We can make mm-hmm. changes in our world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody is not focused and don't want the same thing. And
mm-hmm.
and to be honest, we can't worry about those people. But we have to tip the scale to the point where it's in our favor. Those of you who are concerned with the betterment of our world, you got to start off with yourself. Just be the best person that you possibly can be.
Mm-hmm.
So the overall message I want to deliver as I accept this Lifetime Achievement Award is to be the best that you can be in this world
mm-hmm.
and leave it in a lot better condition than
mm-hmm.
it was that you found it in. I thank
mm-hmm.
everyone from my spiritual mother, Deborah Ngozi, to the undisputed, undefeated bare knuckle prize fighter, to my father, to Tim Key, my undisputed and my unsung hero, to my deacon and my brother, Troy Reed, and so many, many of you. I already did a post thanking each and every individual I possibly can thank. But I want the show to go on. I just want you to know that I appreciate each and every one of you. From my friends to my family, even to my foes. Even my foes, y'all don't know, because it was through you that I also knew how to win. On that note, I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the show.
Wow. Thank you so much, and congratulations to our 2022 Lifetime Achiever, Huni Barkatu. At Second, we celebrate the extraordinary achievements of self-proclaimed mentor, your honeybee, on turntables 1 and 2 for you, Oladele Mbelewe Ngozi, a.k.a. DJ Oladsky. 3,328 consecutive shows produced all time from his inaugural broadcast from February 4th, 2013, with intestinal fortitude, unquestioned for sustained brilliance. In Excelsior, with garnering ability equaled for optimal performance, quasi producing for 5 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting and trainees, and 3 nominees. 47 consecutive network connections as a host, mentor emeritus, and curator at International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, with all honor in Excelsior, 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Disc Jockey Enshrinee, 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee. From the auspices of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC, we bestow the completion of the highest quality, the 2022 Broadcasting Lifetime Achievement, bestowed this day, December 6, 2022, at the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, to Oladele Malewe Ngozi. And now, to present him into excellent prominence with fellowship, 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever, Jerry Petito.
Wow. Thank you, Dr. Chinchilla, for that. I am incredibly honored tonight. You know, I've written so many poems about this man, and I want to just talk from my heart tonight. You know, the reason I'm incredibly proud to honor him with this tonight is when we both went in together and accepted our awards, I was more honored about going in with him than just me going in. And I have said this so many times, and I'm going to say it again. I'm on different networks, so I know what producers do. And my producers are all great, but no one is like Brother O, Oladele Ngozi. I am not kidding you. This man, every single night, puts on shows, our shows. He produces them. He works harder than any producer I know. He puts ads out for every single one of us guys that are incredible. Then he posts our shows live while we're doing them. Aside from that, he rededicated his life to Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you what that means to me, that his mother and his father are looking down on him, especially tonight and when he's gotten all these other awards, and they are smiling down on him. His dad was a pastor. His mother was an amazing woman. And his son, he's a great father. So not only is he an incredible DJ, award-winning one, right? He's an incredible producer, award-winning one. Now he's got this Lifetime Achievement Award 2022 that he deserves more than any other producer that I've ever worked with. Brother O is such an incredible friend of mine, friend of all of ours, right? And without him, I feel like I wouldn't have ever been known the way I'm known, and the rest of us as well, guys. Okay, I'm speaking for all of us here at this moment with that part. He makes sure we are known worldwide. We have over 16 million listeners, and it's partly because of this producer. You know, I say that with great pride, and he's also, again, a good friend. And you know, Brother O has a humble side to him. I've seen it. And I hope that you have some tears in your eyes thinking about your parents smiling down on you right now, sweetheart. I'm just going to read a couple parts of a poem that I've already written for you, but I just want people who haven't heard it, just a few parts of this, okay? If you're wondering why, I'll tell you right now, no other producer like this guy knows how. Brother O is the one who leads us to drink. With him in our boat, we'll never sink. He guides us at first in his passive way. He gets us to think on what we should say. His listeners come first. Such pride he does take. His word is his word. No such thing as fake. He sets the tone on how we should be, then lets us all run our shows without fee. He holds the bar high so we know our worth. He'll even console so no one gets hurt. His heart is real big, a softy is he. Brother O acts tough for others to see. But if you need his help on any given day, he'll stop what he's doing to hear what you say. So, guys, I just want to thank everyone out there who's part of O&E, and I want to thank Brother O, first and foremost, for not only excelling as an incredible producer, but excelling as an incredible friend, an incredible father, and an incredible son. Brother O, our honeybee, Aladel Ngozi, I want to offer you the award you deserve, your 2022 Lifetime Achiever. God bless you, my friend.
And now, our proprietor and producer and our awesome DJ, the wonderful Oladele Malewe Ngozi.
I say this to all around people all around the world. The devil, Satan, tried to take my voice last night. And early this morning, I had laryngitis. So that's why I know that this was supposed to be. I am so proud to accept the award with an abiding faith in alternative broadcasting. All of the producers are on a constant basis producing shows all around the world. I accept this award for them because it is hard to be a producer. It is hard to deal with people's attitudes and then have them understand their altitude, because your attitude is your altitude. Yes, I push my people hard. I never will apologize for that. But I know I refine them not only as pure gold, but diamonds to shine around the face of the earth. The key to what we do at WBNN is this. Out of 217 hosts that I've touched, we only have 24 now. So that means that some people have stayed, just like Antonia Bass, who's been with me for almost the whole 10 years, and all the others that came down. There's no time for rebuilding, for rebuilding affords no such luxury. Time and time again, we must retool to a commitment to excellence and to be the beacon of light that shines around the world. This is what I believe. This is my mantra. We're here to save lives. And so all of the hosts here, well, I'll talk internally now, and then I'm going to go internationally in a moment. But internally, to all of the hosts that are here, this is a grand opportunity. Don't you ever even allow me to spoil your blessing. Because I'm going to be hard. Sometimes I'm going to be abrasive. But know that the person like Jerry Petito talked about on the other side of the coin is the most loving person that you can ever have as a producer. And I stand by that. I have 24 outstanding hosts, from our newest intern to our Hall of Famer Lifetime Achievers, and all the people, nominees, linear new hosts of the year, hosts of the year. We are a force to be reckoned with. People around the world know who we are because every single show is different. Every single show has work, and it has promise. And we're going to continue. Like I said before, there have been hosts that fell by the wayside. I thank you for you being an alums. All the folks that, you know, counted on robbery to stay here, I thank all of you to stay. And now to my international. To the outstanding Academy of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame in Stockholm, Sweden, I want to say one thing. What took you so long? In 2018, I believe I deserved to be in this writing then because of the work I put in for more than 6 years, starting with Ricky R. Jones, giving honor to her. If it wasn't for Ricky, I wouldn't be here now, just, you know, being on the radio. I want to thank her for pushing me like I pushed her to the International Radio Hall of Fame. There's nothing more you can do. Lifetime achievement, to me, came 3 years late. So I thank you for putting me in. but correcting your mistakes, correcting the time that in 2020 you didn't even consider me on the ballot to be enshrined. And all those things I think about every day. It pushes me. Are you that underdog? Do you bark loud and hard? I'm that underdog. I promise you. All the lifetime achievements, all the enshrinements and nominations mean nothing. What means the most to me is coming to the mic every single night to give Ngozi time. That's what matters to me. So I thank you for the lifetime achievement that's already late. And guess what? You can't take it away now. And I said what I said. To one person that I must dedicate this show to, and that is to Valerie Kenner, my wonderful cousin that passed away in 2017. When I was going through all of my situations trying to reacquire Beverly Nation, to the naysayers, to people who have left the network and said that I'll never be back, who laughed, "The joke's on you," she said. "The joke's on them. Joke's on them. You're not only going to be great, you know, with the Damon Network, but you're going to buy back Beverly Nation. You're going to be greater than what you ever were." I thank you, Valerie, because I know you're looking down. Her and my other cousin, Patricia Scott, which on my first show, they only did 17 people. Huh? Look at us now. To one person, and I'm going to digress and go on the rest of the show. My man, Lars Swartalter, and Jerry Petito knows exactly what I'm talking about. Lars is one of those people that helped me build my international base. A wonderful young man from Belgium that listened to every single show until he died of prostate cancer in 2016. A great friend. Lars, I love you very, very much. I know you're smiling down, and I appreciate that. To my wonderful son that presented me and my disc jockey enshrinement in 2019. What a wonderful chef. What a wonderful human being. To him and my daughter, my soon-to-be daughter-in-law, his fiance, Angel, I want to thank you guys very, very much. My son was the one that digressed and said, "No, let Jerry do it. You need to be brought in by a fellow." And this is something that I teach my son. My son knows my history. He knows what I go through on a constant basis, my son. And he had the business aptitude to say, "Let a fellow," which means a lifetime achiever, put me into the hall. And finally, the only son of two outstanding human beings, my mother, Deborah Ngozi, and my father, the Reverend Dr. Lonnie Aloysius Beverly Sr. It is amazing. My mom, next year when we celebrate the 10th anniversary of Beverly Nation, will be gone for at least 20 years. My father, in July, will be gone 13 years. And it is amazing to me that they've been gone so long. And they are with me right now. I miss them in the flesh, but I know they're with me in the spirit. Mom and Dad, thank you so much for being hard on me about my education and, you know, my mom lived to see me get my bachelor's, and my dad lived to see me get my master's degree, and I really appreciate that. And I uphold the same virtues for my son who's at the University of California at Berkeley. I am so proud of the legacy of my family. And I love every single one of you guys. And to the International Radio Hall of Fame, thank you for your lifetime achievement. And I will continue to be great on purpose. I said what I said.
Wow, thank you so much. And congratulations to our 2022 Lifetime Achiever, Oladele Malewe Ngozi. And at this time, we enact the achievement of enshrinement toward the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Class of 2022. At third, we celebrate the extraordinary achievements of the Spiritual Perspective Comet. 47 network all-time connection records, fifth all-time in category. All-time network connection record withstanding streak of 33 all-time network connection records consecutively. 2020 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, garnering the Sonya Griffin Award. With all honor in excelsior from the auspices of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC, the 2022 Broadcasting Enshrinement bestowed this day, December 6, 2022, at the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame to Terrence Strength. And now to present him into excellent prominence, his friend, Shango McDuffie.
Good evening, family. Good evening. Good evening. It was over 25 years ago when I met this person at a basketball tournament. And we competed on opposite teams at that time, but little did I know, shortly after, we become great friends. This surprise friendship came out of nowhere when I realized that I was talking to somebody who was special. I didn't grow up with siblings, and immediately he felt like a brother. And we've been brothers ever since. This person is a independent thinker. He actually talked me into thinking for myself, which was an accomplishment. I got even more close to him when I heard stories when we were 18, 19 years old where I wouldn't be around and he stood up against other people when I wasn't even there. We had a slightly different background, but kindred spirits. Guy has been very special to me for a long time. He's been able to go through all the ups and downs in life and help me see my own potential, and hopefully I was able to shine a little light on his. I can remember a couple years ago I would run into Brother O, and we would have conversations about the radio network, and I thought, oh, I know somebody. I know somebody who would fit in real nice. I think he deserves a shot. And Brother O wasn't sure if he had a slot for him. I said, Brother O, you got to talk to this guy. You got to talk to him. I knew he would be a natural because he had been talking my head off for years. So if he could hold my attention all these years, I think he could bring some new light on some prime subjects to the world. He's a natural explorer, an investigator, a teacher, but not the type of teacher that wants you to follow him. He wants to teach you how to lead in your own life. He's just a unique guy. I have been talking to him for a long time about you need to find a platform, a way to have a wide audience. And we shuffled it around and talked back and forth, and he wasn't sure how he would do it, and I wasn't sure how it would work, and then Brother O had a situation where he could give a brother a chance. I was confident that he would be successful at it because he comes from a place of integrity and good character. He's been sharing and growing and developing with all of our mutual friends for over 25 years. Who knew that one or two chance conversations would result in him finding a slot on this network and now finding himself walking into the Hall of Fame. He's grown into a reliable beacon of new and empowering information, and it's just with great admiration I am happy to bring to you my esteemed friend and brother, Terrence Strength.
And now, Terrence Strength.
Shango, I appreciate those kind words. As he was telling you, family, he's been my friend for many, many years. He's been there for me many, many times, and I've been there for him. I just want to thank Brother O and the ONE Dynasty family, WBN Network for all your support, all of your encouragement for me through these 3 years, helping me to understand and to put my voice out there. I didn't realize that I had all of this information bottled up inside of me. Tango is definitely correct in terms of my friends hearing it, but I don't know. Just somehow I just didn't realize that I was walking around with all of this potential inside of me. So I want to thank ONE Dynasty Family Network for giving me a platform to expand and to grow and to share that perspective with the world. As I said before, you know, Jerry Pitino, Tony Bacatoon, Brother Owen himself, it's been quite a ride of 3 years. I can honestly say that I have evolved many times over during this short stint with this network, and I want to thank everyone. I want to thank my son for his support. When I started on this network, we have 500,000 listeners, and now it's grown to 18 million listeners. And it's been quite a ride, you know, the whole pandemic and what was going on during that time and how it shaped my shows and my perspective at the time. I want to thank the listeners for all their support, you know, and I want to thank my new family at Dedicated Senior Medical Center where I work, where we help save lives, help save seniors every single day and gives me an opportunity to become a more loving soul and being. So just want to thank Chinchilla for her leadership as a new commissioner and everyone that has helped and kept me on course and tried to keep me honest with what I was talking about from my perspective and how that we can all grow and become the soul that we are meant to become. So I want to thank you guys. This is an honor. This is definitely an honor. And I hope along the way I've inspired others to move towards a new perspective. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. And congratulations to our 2022 Broadcasting Enshrinee, Tara Strength. And at this time, Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC bestows its highest international internal broadcasting achievements through optimal recognition. At Forth, we celebrate the extraordinary achievement of the satellite checker. Since hints from internship and throughout his rookie campaign, this host has exhibited outstanding broadcasting performances. 7 network all-time connection records consecutively as a new host. Tied first all-time in category. With all honor in excelsior from the auspices of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC and WBNN Broadcasting Companies Incorporated, we bestow the achievement of a linear new host of the year for our class of 2022, garnering the Sonia Griffin Award to Clever One, effective this day, December 6, 2022, and now to present him into excellent prominence, 2021 Linear New Host of the Year, Dr. Chinchilla J. Wow, what can I say about this young man, Clever One? He has become somewhat of a pillar to this network. As an intern, Clever One called in every single night to all of the host shows to show his support and to make his comments and to always let everyone know to check your satellites. Clever One passed his internship with flying colors and became a new host here on WBNN and continued his streak of connection records. And he continued to call in to support all of the hosts on WBNN. And Cover One was interviewed on Meet the Host so that the world could find out who this man is. And while Clever One speaks on his show, and when he calls in to comment on other shows, sometimes you may try to figure, like, well, what does that exactly mean because of the way he brings it? But then when he breaks it down, if you ask him, he'll tell you. And you'd be like, whoa, wow, I never looked at it that way. And to check your satellites, when I asked Clever One, what did that mean? He said, well, a lot of people, you're outside, walking around, things are happening all around you, and you don't really notice because you're not paying attention. And especially women outside, you're not looking at your surroundings. And we should always look around and be very mindful of what's going on around us, on the sides of us, behind us, in front of us, because if we're not looking, anything could happen. And so I was like, whoa, wow, check your satellites. That means check your surroundings, people, and you need to do it instead of walking around on your cell phones, texting and talking and not paying attention at all, even when you're crossing the street, okay? So that was like really something that made me go, whoa, check your satellites. So now that has become like the saying, like every time we hear him, we cannot let him get off of the air without saying check your satellites. If he does, then like something's wrong and he hasn't checked his satellites for that day if he gets off without saying check your satellites. So we love to hear Clever One say that. And it gives me great honor to present Clever One with this awesome award that I was honored with last year at the 2021 Linear New Host of the Year. And now I give that mantle, that crown, to this awesome man with 7 network all-time connection records consecutively as a new host, everyone. I present to you Clever One.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your uncle just left out the bum dummy with a 3-pack of 24-ounce cans of Bud Ice and a pack of Newport 100s and an Enquirer. Yes, I'm out here. And first of all, I want to give a shout-out and thanks to the whole Wu-Tang Clan for teaching the children and, you know, and ODB for being a superhero in the hood out here in the zoo because, you know, it wasn't no father to his style, but guess what? Clever One, I'm a father of every style. Shout-out to the whole WBNN for giving me the opportunity to spit these truck jewelries on here. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Shout out to Brother O. And Dr. Chinchilla. Yes, I said Dr. Chinchilla. You heard me. And, yeah, I want to give a special shout out to the senior host, Antonia Batts. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't have did this, and I couldn't have had a better mentor than her, you know what I'm saying, in these particular affairs out here. You know what I mean? Also, these opportunities are opportunities for us to grow, spread, and verily this is for knowledge sake. Verily, you know what I'm saying? And we can't rely on the surface, people. We can't rely on all these things that's in appearance. It's like a mirage in the desert where people are led to believe that water is fire and fire is water. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, we out here to build the bricks up and stand the sticks up. You know what I'm saying? And when I say that, you know what that means. Because you know, if you see bricks, you know what is it? It's a building, damn it. And if you see some sticks, that means it's a sign in front of it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I ain't going to hold you long. I just wanted to give a shout out. You know what I'm saying? And I thank you all. You know what I mean? I appreciate this opportunity to spread this love, spread this knowledge, because it's all about the information, people. If we're going to be knowing things or not knowing things, let's find out. You know what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where grandmoms take 5 hours to cook collard greens. Check your satellites.
Thank you, and congratulations again to our 2022 Linear New Host of the Year with the Sonya Griffin Award, Clever One. And now at this time, I would like to present to you our 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Disc Jockey Enshrinee, our 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Enshrinee, and our 2022 Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever, our producer and our proprietor, Oladele Malewe Ngozi.
Outstanding introduction, Doctor. The Honorable Dr. Chichilla J., fifth reigning commissioner of this outstanding network. At last, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. Since 2018, we have had this, you know, cloud of suspense. Who will be the winner of our greatest internal award at this network? It is the wonderful, outstanding Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. We celebrate the extraordinary achievement of Miss Controversy. Since hints from her internship throughout her outstanding 2021 rookie campaign, and now this year, she has exhibited outstanding broadcasting performances. This young lady is third all-time in category in the ONE Hall of Champions with 69 all-time connection records as a host. The 2021 Sonia Griffin Award-winning WBNN Linear New Host of the Year. With all honor in excelsior, from the auspices of Ngozi Time Multimedia LLC and WBNN Broadcasting Companies Incorporated, we bestow the outstanding achievement of WBNN Host of the Year for our class of 2022, garnering the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence to the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J., effective this day, December 6, 2022. And now to present her into excellent prominence, last year's award-winning WBN New Host of the Year. She gives the Anna Waddell Award to the wonderful and outstanding Dr. Chinchilla J. And after that person, we have the person that worked with Anna Waddell. I'll be presenting him in a moment, talking about him. And now, 2021 WBNN Host of the Year, Sister Bessie the Truthful, also the 2021 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting nominee, with all excelsior. Sister Bessie.
Peace and blessings, Chinchilla. Chinchilla, I have a poem for you. Chinchilla, a winner in her own right, she continues to give a warrior's fight. She delivers the unjust prisoners to the justice light. A doctor she is, with wisdom and knowledge, with a mighty bite. She shields the weak from a court system that is on the take. So listen when she speaks. Come on and take a ride on that power ship. This award she must have, for her gift is from the Almighty's lab. The greatness in her to see is a delight. Check it, sister. You shall have the Anna Waddell Award in your purse, for she has lifted many out of the mire's dust. There's only one Chinchilla. Let us celebrate her as the Anna Waddell Award winner. You are the flower for this hour, so shine like the expensive wine that you are. This is why we love her, because she tells us up front at the door. Congratulations, my dear. You are the Anna Waddell Award winner. We appreciate you for your unwavering stance for those that have been unjustly treated by the justice system. And to everyone else Congratulations to all who were honored tonight for their greatness. Congratulations.
Outstanding performance by the 2021 WBNN Host of the Year, garnering the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence. The International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee, Sister Bessie DeTrusser. This person is so great. It moves me almost to tears. Because, like I said in my inductory speech, you don't know what we go through as a family. This man is one of the greatest broadcasters in our history at WBNN. This man worked with Anna Waddell as a partner, his best friend, the Soul Twins. From 2017 to 2018, it was a Primark show on this network, garnering 20 all-time connection records here at WBNN. The 20th was 2 days before Anna Waddell passed. This man coming on right now to honor Anna Waddell, I am totally speechless. And you know it's hard for me to be speechless. We don't come to play, we come to show out. This man is great. The wonderful WBNN Harlem host, Mr. Edward Burks.
Hey, old man. You know what? I listened to you chat up, man. I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, he brought back all kind of memories, what me and Anna did together, right? And it's an honor for you to pick on Diamond to, you know what I'm saying, to speak some words about the award and about what it means to, what I'm sure it means to Anna. So thanks for having me. You know, like you said, once a member, always a member. What me and Anna did upon the network, nobody can take it from us. And we were both proud. And like you said, ironically, our last show was the Bill Cosby show, I believe. And she passed away like the next day or 2 days later, the next day, actually. And so, you know, thank you. And be sure Anna's smiling. And this is a big way, man, an honor to honor Anna Waddell. And I want to thank you for it in honor of Anna Waddell. Me soul twin forever. Sing. Thank you, brother.
I love you, man. You know, Ed, what you did for this network will go down the test of time. I love you so, so much. And if anything you do or any other network, I will be there. I don't call them a lot of different networks, but if you do something, man, I'm going to be there front and center. I promise you, your brother will be there. I love you, man. Nothing you can do about it.
Thank you, man. Large respect for that, man. You know, and the thing about that, I remember, do I have a quick minute to talk about this?
Please, man. Are you kidding me? Go ahead.
Okay.
I'm digressing. Go ahead and talk, please.
Okay. Yeah, man. And so me and Anna met through Facebook, through poetry. You know, Anna was doing her thing poetically-wise, me doing my thing. Anna from Texas, me from Caribbean, Grenada. And Anna called Diamond up and said, yo, won't you do a radio show with me? And I was like, yo, I mean, don't know nothing about the radio. And she said, I don't either. We'll figure it out. And we did it. And we had like 90,000 people them listening to us, everybody. We were like shocked. Our first show. And Olasky schooled us on the on how to do radio. As anybody listening who is on the network, you know, Olasky, the mind, you know, if you listen to the mind, he was successful because he schooled us, you know, no dead air, right? You know, that type of thing, right? You know, how to pace the show and all that. So it was two of us, soul twins. Oh, last year, the mine was like the third one, see? And so this award for me and Anna is an honor because this show is this award is about Anna Waddell, the great Anna Waddell, the late Anna Waddell. And this is what we want to keep it like. It's not about me. It's not about the Soul Twins at this point. It's about Anna Waddell. And I want to thank you and, you know, Chinchilla, Dr. Chinchilla J. You know what I'm saying? You know, we haven't met you like that, but this is a great honor for you, I'm sure you know, because Anna was a great woman, and she was like a loving woman. And me and Anna did things upon that network that we were proud of. We didn't always, right, you know, people be, you know, cross their eyes at it because we were coming real and hard, but we did a great thing, and Anna was proud. And the thing about the old, our last show, man, you know, we were both excited about doing more. Right, Anna was excited, I was excited, you were excited, we had plans, we had shows we were going to do, and then Anna passed away. And so, you know, it was hard for all of us. And before we go, we want to say big up to Sister Bessie. Right, she's still doing her thing, still a time to poet, lover, you know, Saint Antonia Batch, right, they still there, right, and everybody else. So thank you, my brother. I'm going to get off the network. I'm going to sit back, listen to the show. Thank you, my brother, for having us.
Hey, man, I love you very, very, very much, man. You know, that's history. For all you guys, I always say come, you know, come, but lately, that man right there you just heard is historic to this network. The outstanding Edward Burks. Don't you ever, ever, ever forget it. The Soul Twins, the first premise poetry show in the history of alternative radio. I did that to the to the International Radio Hall of Fame. I said what I said already. Let's get to honoring this wonderful young lady. Not only is she the WBNN Host of the Year with the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, but she is our chief anchor of our network. She's on every single Sunday. Never had a call out. And she delivers. She helps those who cannot help themselves. And she has helped WBNN. And again, what more can I say? With all honor and excelsior, the 2022 WBNN New Host of the Year, Dr. Chinchilla J. And I'll be back with final thoughts.
Wow. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to my family of hosts. Thank you so much. I mean, I've been sitting here crying this whole time, and I'm still crying, and I can't stop. Thank you so much, Sister Bessie. That poem that you wrote for me, wow, that poem was so amazing. Thank you. And I thank you for your love, for your support. I thank all of my fellow hosts for your love, for your support, for voting for me. And we have some awesome, awesome hosts to choose from. And the other host, Jerry Petito, awesome, awesome. Angela Thomas Smith, another awesome, amazing host, and Tara Strength, another awesome, amazing host. Thank you so much. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but I am so grateful that you all have seen in me the work that I do and that you feel the passion of what I do. And all I can say is wow. And I do what I do because I feel that it is something that God has ordained me to do, to be a voice for the voiceless and to help those that need the help, because there are just too many people wrongfully incarcerated. There's too many injustices in this country that constantly get swept under the rug. And we have to bring it to light. And I am so grateful to this platform that Brother O has created for hosts such as myself and all of my fellow hosts, that we can speak freely and talk about whatever we want to talk about and not be muzzled. And I thank you, Brother O, for giving me this space on this network, such a great network. And I don't know. You know, like the other networks, mainstream media, I never wanted to be part of because of the fact I cannot speak the way I want to speak, especially when it comes to wrongful convictions and injustices. They want to write out a script for you that you have to follow. And if it's a story that they don't want aired, they tell you, no, we're not going to do that. Choose something different. And so I couldn't stand that. And so now I have a network that I'm a part of that Brother O doesn't do that. And I am so very grateful. And although I have my own TV networks and other networks, but this is home for me, WBNN. And I will remain a WBNN host always, you know, because I love it here. I love our fellow host. And my prayer is that going into 2023, that our host will become even closer and that every night we will have as many hosts as possible, if not all of our hosts, calling in to support each other on a constant basis. Just like our listeners support us on a constant basis, we have to support each other on a constant basis, even if it's just for calling in for 10 minutes, because we don't have to call in and listen to the whole show. We can call in and listen for 10 minutes because I know that we're all busy doing other things in our lives. But to show that support, it just means so much to hear a host on the other line when we open up the call lines. It makes me feel good, and I'm sure the other hosts feel good when they hear a fellow host calling in to support their show. And that's what we're about here on WBNN. So that's my prayer for all of us to be like Clever One and be like Tiana speaks to before she even became an intern, called in to every show, every single night to show her support. And that's why I want to see in 2023 for WBNN, for us to be closer as a network and as a family of hosts. And thank you so much to Edward Burke tonight. And I honor him. And I honor the great, awesome excellence of Anna Waddell, who this award is named after, the Anna Waddell Award of Excellence. Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
And thank
it's
you
right.
to all
it's
my
all right.
listeners. And thank you to all of my 18-plus million listeners. And, you know, we at WBNN, 18-plus million listeners, everybody. This is an amazing network, and we're global. We're global. So, again, I say thank you to all of my fellow hosts. Thank you so much for voting for me. I thank you, and I love all of you. Thank you.
You know, Dr. Chinchilla Jay, you know, I know when I, you know, I want to make sure she's okay. But, you know, one thing about humility, man, the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence is so such a great, great award because it's voted by the peers. Your peers feel that you were the greatest of the calendar year 2022. So I want our doctor to get it together because she has to end this show. But, folks, the call lines are open for you to speak up about the people who are honored tonight. Huni Bakatun going into lifetime achievement. Tara Strength being enshrined into the Hall of Fame. Clever One as our linear new host of the year. And then, of course, Dr. Chinchilla Jay as our host of the year. Also, a footnote. Dr. Chinchilla Jay is the second host all time to be linear new host of the year and host of the year. She shares that with the person that did it in 1 year, the great Sonia Griffin. How about that? WBNN is fantastic. We are the dynasty. Anybody wants to call in, press 1 now, because we're going to end the show if you don't. Caller number 1, you're live now with the 5th annual Honors at O&E right here at WBNN. Paul, are you there?
Who's
okay.
on?
Yeah. Okay. There we go. There you go. How you doing, caller? All right. I don't know if the caller's there. Call it one more time. Got 5 seconds. All right, we go to the next caller. All right, caller number two, you're live and direct right now with the 5th annual honors at ONE.
Hey, my sister.
All right, who is this? Who is this? Oh, Dr. Francetta Mays. How are you? She can hear you. She can hear you, but
you
right now you're well, no. She can hear you. You're talking to me. But first of all, thank you so. It's all right. Sorry, you don't know the processes, but thank you so much for calling into our honor show tonight. And you are always supportive of us at News Forum. And tonight it's all about all of the people who have garnered awards. But talk to us tonight, and you're just. How about the ambiance of On the Honors tonight?
With me getting on just now, what I want to say is I caught the tail end of this last segment. And what I love is the family, the idea that you can be a global family unit and we can connect over the airwaves in spirit and in truth and in honesty. And Dr. Chinchilla, you know, she's genuinely my sister. I genuinely love her, and I've never touched her, never been in her presence, but I'm always in her presence. And that's a bond and a connection that is so unique to what I find in you, my sister. And the shows that I've listened to, what I really respect is that you do it your way. You guys have the essence of clarity where you're speaking in layman's terms to the community and allowing them to embrace the reality of other people's lives. And that's a force that we fight so strongly for. And just to have a network of so many people, and you think about there being over 18 million that appreciate you enough to tune in to hear what's your craft, what's your gift, what's your art, what's the essence of who you are, and each individual host. So I applaud you guys for being so intentional about educating, embracing the community. And I'm going to say this. Just since I've been listening and been involved with coming on the show, it's helped me out because it's given me information that I didn't have previously, you know, prior to calling in or meeting you guys. So I can honestly say that it worked for me. So I know that the 18 million, they agree with my sentiments. So God bless you guys. I pray increase over your finance and over your family in the name of Jesus. And just know that there's nowhere to go but up from here. And God captures every tear, my sister. I love you.
The Reverend Francetta Mays, head of the chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, guys, I want you to press one if you want to speak about this tonight, this outstanding honor show. I'm going to give you 2 minutes, and then I'm going to my Ngozi time. But as we're waiting for the callers, I'm so proud tonight of this outstanding work of art that is WBNN. We've been doing this since 2018. And like I said, tonight, all of the people, I'll get a chance to talk about that in Ngozi time, but we're going to bring on another caller. Caller number two, you're live right now with our 5th annual honors at ONE. Caller.
Hello.
Yes, you're there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. Honorable Angela Thomas Smith, our 3rd ever reigning commissioner of this network and finalist for the Anna Waddell Award. Congratulations on your finality and welcome to the honors.
Well, I just wanted to say congratulations to everyone that received an award on tonight. I tell you, it is it is amazing to be amongst so many great people and to have the opportunity to be able to be a voice. So I'm just honored to be in the midst of this greatness. Chinchilla, hats off to you.
Okay, I hope we didn't lose her. Okay, she's fading now. Thank you, Angie. I really appreciate you. We're going to go to our next caller. Caller, you're live and direct right here at the Honest and Ornie.
Hey there, Brother O. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Hey, Ava.
Hey, darling. Bear with me because I'm recuperating from surgery and I'm not quite all in the
That's
space.
Fine. That's fine. Take your time.
I have to say that I've only been a host a little over a year, and what changes and growth I've seen in that year from the network itself, thanks to mostly you, Brother O, and all the fabulous people you have here. And it's funny how one of your callers mentioned the family aspect of this network that is global, because I only know two of the hosts personally that I met face-to-face, one who introduced me to the network and one that I introduced to the network as a new intern host. These honorees and winners tonight are all like family. I've spoken to them online. I've spoken to them on the network, on their shows, including you, Mr. Ngozi, Lifetime Achiever, wonderful producer. And we feel like a family, like your caller said. So I just want to say hats off to all the winners tonight. Dr. Chinchilla J, you are amazing on air every single week. All of you guys are amazing. And I congratulate you all. I congratulate your presenters who did such an eloquent job, you know, creating the presence of you as honorees tonight and winners tonight. So thank you for allowing me to be part of the WBNN family. And I just want to say congratulations to all of you.
The outstanding Ava Holly tonight, part of our family, the dynasty. We have another caller. Caller, you're live right now with our fifth annual ONI Honors presented by Progressive Insurance right here at WBNN.
Hello, this is Tiana Speaks. Congratulations, Brother O. And I want to say congratulations.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I want to congratulate everyone tonight. I'm so happy for everyone, you know. It is really an honor to be able to listen to the show and see that people's crafts are being rewarded, you know. And I absolutely agree with Ava, because it's funny, today something happened. I met a lady in Dollar Tree, and I was helping her in the store. She's actually going to call in on the 29th. I told her about WBN, and she's excited, you know. And she said to me, she said, you know, I feel like I've known you all my life, and I get that a lot. But I will tell you this, calling in to WBNN feels, it's the same feeling I get. Even though I may not have, you know, seen a lot of you face-to-face, you know, just like Ava, I only know two, you know, of the hosts, which is her, you know, and Jerry. And I still feel like I know everyone. I still feel like, you know, even before I became, you know, a intern host, I still felt like family. You know, I still felt like I belonged, you know. Even if I was never, you know, awarded the opportunity to do that, I'd still feel like part. And it's absolutely a wonderful, wonderful feeling, you know, to know such a great network, you know, of people who really support each other, you know. And I'm thankful to be able to share my voice for the first time, you know, on a large scale with 18-plus million listeners, you know. I want to say congratulations to everybody. I love you all, and I can't wait to see what you do next year, because all of you are special in your own way, and I hope you all are still listening. I definitely mean it, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak, Brother O, and congratulations again to every single person. You know, you all are wonderful.
The outstanding Tiana Speaks tonight, and we thank her. The legacy continues, our brand new intern. And now we go to the callers again. You're live right now with the fifth annual Honors and Ornie, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Brother O, this is Mo Garman. How are you?
Outstanding, 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 on purpose. How are you, Mo?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to congratulate everyone on the awards that were given tonight. Everyone is incredibly talented, and I look forward to hearing more from all of you next year and learning from the best of the best, because that's what this whole award show is all about. This is my first award ceremony, and I'm proud to be a part of this phenomenal network, and I just can't say enough. It has been a journey, and I'm just so grateful to be on it. So thank you very much.
We thank you, the outstanding Mo Garman. I mean, Mo Garman was a finalist for the Sony Griffin Award, along with Mr. Boston. Cover one, he won. And then, looking at all of, the finalists tonight, Jerry Petito, Ansel Thomas Smith and Tara Strength. What a great ride this year. What a great ride. All you. Jerry Petito had a 13 all-time consecutive record streak this year. Congratulations to you, Jerry Petito. Ansel Thomas Smith not only had a 9, consecutive all-time streak, but then right now she's in her going up with another 4. Great job this year. Tara Strength came from the outside pocket in the pool game and had to garner his internet radio prowess to make it to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame with 5 consecutive, connection records, and now he's on his 7th. What a great job with Tara Strength. Look at Clev One right now, tied with the Sonny Griffin Award. Winning person. That is Sonny Griffin, right? 7 all-time connection records, guys. Only Sonya Griffin has done that. That's amazing. This year has been outstanding. And then you look at Huni Bakatun and what he's done. Amazing what he's done, for this network. And finally being awarded lifetime achievement. We're going to go to our sponsors. Thank you so much to Progressive Insurance. And I'll come back with Ngozi Time and the closing of our show with Dr. Chinchilla J. Progressive, thank you.
Hi, Dr. Rick. It's Julie. Just reading your voicemail. My number is 618-437-7425.
Okay. It's for Can anyone tell me what Julie did wrong there?
You got to repeat the number. I mean, no one's ever going to get it the first time.
Nope.
Didn't leave a last name.
No, the phone tells you who called.
She didn't mention a good time to call her back. How am I supposed to know when to call her back?
No, she just shouldn't have left a voicemail. 9 out of 10 times a text will do.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto with us.
What if your friend isn't very good at texting?
You're talking about you, aren't you?
No. Yeah.
If you have ever left a voicemail and then left another voicemail because the first one ran out of time, watch more here.
Thank you, Progressive, tonight for an outstanding sponsorship tonight, a one-time sponsorship that we talked about 5 months ago. So I want to thank you guys for keeping your word and sponsoring this outstanding award-winning show. Of course, this year has been outstanding. And what more can I say? I mean, there's no sponsorship, that has done more for us this year than Progressive. And I really thank you so much with your third sponsorship of our wonderful network. There will be no advertising tonight, but I'm so proud of what we do in the Consummate Business Network. Thank you so much to all the folks, the most important people, not the people who won awards tonight, but the people who listen from the constant basis since February 4th, 2013. Huh? Y'all know who you are. You guys are still listening right now. Before all these people even were on the network, remember me and Antonio were laboring. Yeah, those people, and they grew to what this is today. Yeah, I'm proud tonight. You better know it. You better believe it. From 17 to 18 million, you better know it. And guess what? Huni Bakatun would smack me straight up if I didn't say this right. I am the 2019 Disc Jockey Enshrinee, the 2021 Broadcasting Enshrinee, and now the 2021 Lifetime Achiever of the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. But most importantly, that doesn't matter. You know why? Because I'm your mother and father's favorite producer. And I've been saying that since February 4th, 2013. Your mom knows me, your dad knows me, and your children know me. I am Oladele Malewe Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. We are WBNN. Get in where you fit in. And now, the 2022 WBNN Host of the Year, garnering the Anna Waddell Award for Excellence, our fifth rating commissioner of this outstanding storied network. Her name is the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla Jack.
Thank you so much, Brother O. Wow, what a wonderful night tonight on our fifth annual OME Honors. What a wonderful night. And I want to take a moment to congratulate each of our awardees tonight. Huni Bakatun, 2022. Wow. You, Huni, I mean, you are just so amazing. And what you bring to this network is something so very awesome with your wisdom and with your knowledge. And, you know, you show we will aware you. And you aware us each and every time you're on the air. And I just thank you so much for what you do for this network on a constant basis. And, you know, it shows. It shows. You're now a lifetime achiever. And you've won other awards in the past. So just keep doing what you're doing, Brother Huni. God bless you. To Brother O, who is now 2022 Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever as well. And he said, you know, he should have been that years ago. But, you know, they took so long. And he talked about the people over there in Stockholm, Sweden, okay? But now here you are, Brother O. Here you are to have another honor under your belt. And it's a wonderful thing. Congratulations again. And also congratulations to Tara Strength tonight. Wonderful job, Tara. I mean, 33 all-time connection records consecutively. That is amazing, very amazing in itself. Okay, so I don't even have to talk about anything else that you've accomplished because 33 all-time connection records in a row? That is absolutely amazing. So congratulations tonight, and you definitely deserve to get that award tonight. You do. You did. So tonight, congratulations, Paris, for making it into the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame as a broadcasting enshrinee in 2022. And to Clever One for winning this Sonia Griffin Award for Lineal New Host of the Year. Congratulations, Clev. You with your 7 all-time connection records as a new host. Wow, that speaks for itself. And that's why you garnered that win tonight. So congratulations to all of you and to all of you that were also nominated, to Angela Thomas-Smith, to Tara Strength, and Huni Bakatun, who were all finalists for the Anna Waddell Award of Excellence. Congratulations for making it to the finals. And you all are awesome, awesome, awesome. And just continue to do what you all do on a constant basis because every host on this network has a great show. And I invite all of you to call in and support other shows. And Jerry Petito, I don't know if I said you or not, I think I did, but if I did not, Jerry Petito, who was also a finalist tonight for the Anna Waddell Award of Excellence. And, you know, wow, all of our hosts are great on this network. We have Antonia Batts, who's been here longer than any of us. So she's like, she's a definite
pillar and a stone for us on this network. She's planted here, and she is our informational guru. God bless you tonight. Sister Bessie, the truther that brings truth every month, whether you want to hear it or not, the stuff she talks about, you know, she doesn't care who hears it and what they think about her truth. And that's what we all need, people. We need the truth. The truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus Powell, thank you so much for all you do on this network as well. And congratulations for being nominated as a broadcasting and trainee this year. Ebony Dawn Starks, who was our fourth reigning commissioner, thank you so much for what you do with your show, Strictly Business. Ricardo Richard, thank you for all that you do on this network with Trenton Makes. You know, he's a wonderful young man that is a God-fearing man. You need to check out his show, people. Ava Holly, thank you so much for all you do on this network as well. And, you know, Ava, she presses forth in spite of what she's going through. She still presses forth and continues to do her show. And, you know, I just think about Ava. Ava was in the hospital for surgery, for brain surgery, for brain cancer. And she had surgery on her brain, for heaven's sakes. And guess what? She called in and did her show. She pressed on and did her show, and that was amazing in itself. Ava, you are an amazing woman of strength, courage, and dedication. And God is going to bless you in your health and all that you set out to do, Ava. God bless you. Mr. Boston, Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders. What can I say about this man, this man that brings us poetry every month? And his poetry, everybody, is X-rated most of the time. So if you're sensitive, you may not want to listen, okay, because it can get really, really deep. But his poetry is so amazing, and the way he presents it is just so awesome. Mo Garman, wow, what can I say about you? Mo Garman, her show is just so awesome and amazing. She talks a lot about issues with people like domestic violence, mental awareness, and things like that. And one of the shows she did that will always stick in my mind is a show about people who had been wounded and hurt by the church, okay? You know, from the clergy, for heaven's sakes. And so many people are going through that today, and they're afraid to speak about it. But thank you so much for what you do on a constant basis, Mo. Clever one. Wow. Thank you for what you do, Mr. 2021 Sonya Griffin Award winner, and for your show. Wajet, the ambassador, thank you for what you do for this network on a constant basis as well. And he often has on his shows, his guests are usually people from Nigeria and different parts of Africa. And it's amazing. You need to tune in to it to find out what's going on and how Africa and the United States, you know, how they're working together with some of the people that are over there and the ones that are here. It's amazing, people. Pastor Kevin Perry, wow, he is our minister of this network, and he does a great job every single month with bringing you the Word of God, and he breaks it down so that even a child can understand. And what I like about Pastor Perry, he answers every question. If you have a question about anything that he's talked about that night, he answers your questions, and he answers them with clarity and understanding, and it's just amazing. So God bless you, Pastor Perry. And we're praying for you. One of our other new hosts, Alicia Levon, thank you for what you do, all in one. Thank you for what you do, Alicia. Merck City. Now, Merck City is a very, it's because it's music. It's rap music, hip-hop, and so it reaches so many people because It reaches our young people. It reaches people that are my age that were into hip-hop back in the day, that original hip-hop. And so it covers, like, all types of hip-hop and rap, and that's rated adults, okay, because it's the rap that has profanity, because guess what? It's uncensored. So that show, if you're sensitive and don't want to hear any of that stuff, hey, it may not be for you, but it is for so many other people. And then we have our chef. Our chef, eating on a spiritual level. You need to tune into that to know how to eat right and to eat on a spiritual level so that you can become healthy. Healthy people, healthy. Because health is key, especially in this day and age. And it's going to come a time when we need to grow all our food. And that time is really now that we need to start having some gardens of our own and start learning how to grow food inside your home, because guess what? That technology is here too, okay? And I may have missed some of our hosts. I hope I didn't, but I probably did. I'm just, like, remembering our hosts off the top of my head, off the top of my head, and I just want to acknowledge all of them. And people that are listening tonight, our 18-plus million listeners, WBNN broadcast live every single night from Sunday to Friday. The only day we're not on is Saturday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you can tune in to WBNN to check out our host by dialing 516-453-9133. Or tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in tonight to our fifth annual O&E Honors program, which was an awesome, awesome program. So thank you so much. And I want to say I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, the 2022 host of the year. Thank you so much to all of you, and congratulations again to all of our awardees tonight. Thank you. I love you, and good night. And remember to always be a boy.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.